Good morning, dear listener. Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We are here once again rejoicing in the grace of God for the sacrifice that He did on the cross for us. We are here this morning thankful for the love and the care for His children. If you this morning feel alone, if you feel empty, if you feel thirsting for God's presence, He is near. He is near to each and every one of His children. He is seeking to manifest Himself in each and every one of our lives for those that have, surrendered their life to Him. He wants to continue the work that He has started. And so this morning, for our devotional, I'd like to read in the book of Mark, verses 46 to 52. Mark chapter 11. I'm sorry, Mark chapter 10, verses 46 and on. And they came to Jericho, and as He went out of Jericho with His disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort. Rise, he called thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. It's a pretty beautiful story here, amazing story, that a blind man without sight, without physical sight, knew when Jesus was close by. This man, without having his sight, his faith revealed him who was the Son of David, who was the Christ. And as we read his story here, it's interesting how he was persistent in seeking to have an encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, think of the limitations that this man had. He was blind. And at this time, his disciples was around him. And he says in verse 46, a great number of people. And among this many people present, among this audience, there was blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. And he would sit by the highway side begging. The Bible doesn't say how long he did this for. But he would sit by the highway side begging. But this morning, this day, to him, it was going to change his life forever. Because here again, he was begging. But now, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings was near. And this Christ, this Jesus, had much to offer to blind Bartimaeus. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Thou, Son of David, have mercy on me." He's asking Christ for mercy. That is showing us the faith that he had in Christ. He gave Christ his place, his position as our Lord and Savior of our souls. Bartimaeus knew who was near. Bartimaeus knew the power and the authority that Jesus had. Verse 48, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. You know, here is blind Bartimaeus trying, begging, crying out to get Jesus' attention. And when anybody wants to stand up for truth and wants to be deliver and wants freedom from the bondage of sin, there will be opposition coming your way, my way. You know, we hear of people, of many of them, charging him that he should hold his peace. They wanted kept him silent. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou, Son of David, have mercy on me." So Bartimaeus showed us a lot of persistence. He persisted. He didn't give up. He kept going. He was resolved to have Jesus' attention, to receive healing from our Lord. He was resolved to have an encounter with God, with the Son of God. In verse 49, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort. Rise, he called thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, why wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do? What do you want from me? What are you going after? What do you want me to do with you? What do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And that should be our desire, dear listener. That should be my desire. That we will have the sight to see the goodness of God, the sight to see his kindness, his patience, to see the love that he has for us. Let's pray. Let's ask that we would have spiritual eyes to see how much he cares for us. How much he desires to dwell in us, in our hearts, in our minds. So as this blind man asked for the sight, we need our Lord, we need for our Lord to give us courage, to give us sight, to see his wondrous love for us. His long-suffering love. We need sight to see with confidence, to see our Lord crucified and be broken by God's love that was shown on the cross for us. In verse 52 says, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Father, we need you. We need you more than ever, daily. Father, I pray this morning that you bring healing in our hearts, that you give us discernment and you give us sight to see with your eyes, Lord. To see, Father, beyond this life. To see beyond our weaknesses, our problems. To have sight. To have faith that we can trust your precious word. So, Father, I ask that you go with us as we continue to walk with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.